Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're on part two of anxiety disorder. Last week we had part one, and still have a lot. There's a lot to cover with anxiety.
Oh, yeah, I've been real nervous about the second part.
Real anxious.
Yeah.
All right. We don't mean to make fun of it. It's a serious issue.
It is. If you have it going on, I mean, it's extremely uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And can be quite debilitating.
Right. Really affect your life, your relationships.
Absolutely.
Everything. So last week we talked about anxiety disorders and the different types, the generalized anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, panic disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, social phobia. That's what we covered in part one. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening and hadn't heard it, you can get onto our podcast at thevoiceofhealthradio.com or thepratherpractice.com and download and listen to part one of anxiety disorder. But let's go on, Dr. Prather. Let's talk about stress. You know, what is stress? How does that differ than anxiety disorder?
Yeah, and a very important part is that stress is a part of a healthy individual's life. The
right.
way that we look at what is a good balance on that is you should be 80% in what we would consider rest digest mode, where you are, you know, your body functions are working, your immune system's up, you're dealing with the basic activities of what keeps you alive. And then about 20% of your life should be where you kick into a stress response. You know, where you're under pressure, somebody cuts you off in traffic, somebody yells at you. It's normal to have a stress response.
Is that your fight or flight?
That's your fight or flight type of response. So a healthy individual has about an 80-20 split. There's a variability that occurs. In other words, you respond quickly to stress where your body switches over, and then there's a response once the problem is gone, you switch back into what would be considered normal mode. Mm-hmm. And that's an important part to not get stuck in one mode or another.
Right.
So
should you give yourself grace for the 20%?
Well, I mean, it's healthy. I mean, it's not, you know, the body is designed to have stress in the life. If you have absolutely no stress in your life, that's actually not good for you either.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, stress is something that's a part of life. When it becomes a problem is when it becomes more the majority of your life. Mm-hmm. You know, when you start to lose that 80-20 split. And then up to if you get stuck on it permanently, which is basically going on with the stress disorders, it starts to weaken your immune system. You can't think correctly. Your endocrine system starts to wear out. Mm-hmm. Your digestive system stops working. You start to get nutritional deficiencies because you're not digesting your food properly. It can be a real problem. It becomes a very uncomfortable type of thing. And can lead to a lot of health issues.
Right.
So, you know, basically what they talk about when you, if you're kind of, because you can have episodes, times where you get kind of stuck, but once you've been into something like that for about 3 months, then it's actually a disease process that that is important to get fixed.
Yeah. Well, we've been married 26 years.
Yes.
And I'm Italian. We're laughing about that, right?
Cause yeah, because we know what that means.
And you know, for me, if I start getting sick or anything, it's usually because I'm suppressing an emotion.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. There's stress that you are ruminating about. There's something that has switched you into more of a where you're out of that 80-20. Where it's mainly a stress situation, where it's continuing, and it creates illness.
So suppression is not always good.
Suppression is not good.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, let's talk about the medical treatments for these conditions we've been talking about.
Sure. There are basically three different medications that they use along those lines. There's the benzodiazepines. That's the Xanax, the Librium, the Valium, Halcyon, those types of things. There are an awful lot of prescriptions written for that. There's about 50 million a year.
50 million a year.
50 million a year. About 11 to 15% of the population have those in their medicine cabinets right now. And it causes about 38,000 deaths a year. Mm. So that's the, actually something that is used tremendously for anti-anxiety. It's a excellent medication. But you're not really supposed to use that for any long term. Mm-hmm. If you're getting a colonoscopy, it's extremely helpful. Mm-hmm. If you're getting major dental surgery or something like that, these medications are great. But it can be a nice short-term type of thing. But really, you're never really supposed to take that after 2 weeks. Otherwise, it can become addictive.
So no longer than 2 weeks.
Really, any of the medications really should be more short-term. Mm-hmm. You have the SSRIs, which are the antidepressants. That's the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Mm-hmm. So that's what that means. That's the Prozac, the Effexor, Zoloft, those types of medications. And oftentimes they'll use an antidepressant for anxiety also, or put it in combination. And then you can also use beta blockers for the heart. That also has been used for anxiety too. Mm-hmm. So those are the more common type of medications that are used. It's something that people need to be aware of, that they do have harmful effects. Mm-hmm. The shorter amount of time that you can utilize them, the better. And it's always better, everybody agrees, if you can avoid going on a pharmaceutical, that's the best way. Mm-hmm. We have a philosophy here in Structure Function. It's also a philosophy that is embraced by most of the people who have a good understanding of healthcare, is that 80% of all healthcare should be Structure Function. Mm-hmm. And 20% should be pharmaceutical-based or surgery. So, again, 80-20 rule.
Right.
It's interesting how that goes throughout life.
Mm-hmm.
But, we are proponents and really the people who understand healthcare are proponents that you first try natural products.
Mm-hmm.
There are times that we do send people off for one of these medications because we feel that, something needs to be done right now.
Mm-hmm.
However, we do then work on them in a structure function manner. Mm-hmm. So that they can get off the medication as soon as possible.
Right.
So we have great respect for pharmaceuticals. We think that they're absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. If used properly.
Mm-hmm. When used properly.
Yes.
And you're saying, the benzos, you said 38,000 deaths.
Deaths from properly prescribed benzos. These are not abuse, people who abuse them. They are not illegal. Mm-hmm. Those are people who followed the direction from their pharmacist and MD mm-hmm. on how to take it. And, whenever you're talking about the reason, it's just like Eli Lilly said, if something can't kill you, then it's not going to be a pharmaceutical.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you always need to first try alternatives. Mm-hmm. And if you are on a medication, try to find a way of correcting the situation so that you can get off the pharmaceutical as quickly as possible.
Well, isn't there just a mindset here in North America, if I can just take that pill or just, fix, even though there might be side effects? I know for some of these, there's suicide. Suicidal
yes.
thoughts.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Very common. For... and then pharmaceuticals have been tested for adults. There is no testing for adolescents mm-hmm. on pharmaceuticals.
Does that mean 18?
18 or yeah, actually pretty much 21 or younger.
And they're being put on these.
They're putting on these, and there is much greater danger with pharmaceuticals for adolescents than there is for adults.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no doubt about that. And, so for adolescents, you know, I do not go pharmaceutical route.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you know it's almost a life or death situation because of the increased risk that's involved.
Mm-hmm.
So for adolescents, going structure function is much much better, and quite frankly, they respond quicker than adults do to treatments.
Mm-hmm.
So you know they're much more pliable, respond better to the alternatives, and so that's really the way that should be gone with adolescents. Definitely.
Yeah, I have a friend whose son went on one of these, and she said he became a whole different person. I mean, it was scary to mm-hmm. her, the thoughts that were going through his head. And thank goodness she could monitor him, because he was living with her at that time, and get things changed. But it was a scary time for her.
And, of course, when you're talking about adolescents, I mean, they go through a lot of this. It's a huge amount of hormonal changes. There's a lot of mm-hmm. pressures put on them. They have to decide what they're going to do with their lives, and going through school and
the rest of their lives,
pressure and having some helps along those lines are good, but really trying to find some alternatives than the pharmaceuticals is a great way of going.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about natural treatments that are effective.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Consider the blood work to be the blueprint to your health, and we've had several different radio programs on that and talked about how important it is to have at least a yearly complete blood test to find out where you are. The blood is the life force of the body, and it gives an amazing chemical picture of where you are with your health. It can actually pick up all the different types of diseases that could be going on. So having a thorough blood test is one of the most important things and is recommended by everyone to make sure that your health is up to where it should be and can actually pick up any type of disease process before it becomes a major factor. So having a good blood test, a good thorough blood test, is one of the most important things that you can possibly have. One of the things that I implemented when I started my practice was a blood test that could actually cover any type of problem that was actually developed that someone could actually experience. So we came up with a profile. We gave it to the labs, but they said, wow, that's a pretty good profile. Do you mind if we offer that to other people? Mm-hmm. And I said, no, that would be fine, you know, because I feel that that's something that could be very useful. And they named it the Prather Profile. So I've actually met with other doctors before and talked to them and said, "You're Dr. Prather, are you the Prather of the Prather Profile?" And I said, "Yeah," because, you know, they get a list of different profiles. And so it's actually now a national profile. So we actually have 52 different lab tests that are actually included in this profile. It covers everything from A to Z. In other words, any disease process that you could possibly have in your body, that will be covered by this particular blood test. So it is something that should be done by everyone, from no matter how young you are to no matter how old you are, at least once a year to see what your health is. If you have a problem, this will actually pick it up. And one of the nice things about that is it is actually covered by insurance. So very excellent way of actually finding out where you are, and if there are any hidden types of problems that are going on, this will actually show it up.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about anxiety disorders, and we were talking about the medical treatment for these conditions before we went to break. Dr. Prather, let's talk about effective treatments that are more natural, and we do here at the Prather Practice, more of the structure-function approach.
Certainly. And what we're doing is we're the FDA classifies all different types of treatments into a disease model or a structure function model. So what we do in here, it's just like with the medications we were talking about.
Yeah.
Here at our office, we don't actually prescribe any of those. Mm-hmm. What we do is we send them out to their medical doctors. Mm-hmm. With suggestions that someone might need to, you know, a specialist, to prescribe these. So we'll send them to a psychiatrist who is very familiar with prescribing these types of medications, what combinations would work the best. Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
Right.
But what we do is we approach that from a structure function, and we can use both structure and function to get the changes that are necessary.
Right.
With excellent results. You know, that's one of the big things that we do. So, you know, the different types of things that we could use along those lines are the chiropractic works on the nervous system. We have acupuncture. We have auricular therapy. We have massage, exercise. We prescribe different types of exercise. We use homeopathy. We use herbals. We use supplementation, amino acids, vitamins, minerals, to find out, you know, how we can get people balanced. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, there's a whole lot more choices and options within structure function care than there are pharmaceutically.
Right.
I mean, tremendous more number of options.
Yeah, just, I mean, you just listed.
Yeah,
quite
just
a few.
The different ways of going at it, and different people respond to things differently. I've got a little update on our anxiety patient that I stuck the needles in and
talked about last week.
Right, she said she felt so much more relaxed afterwards. Uh-huh. So the acupuncture, even though we needed to take it out rather quickly,
the needles,
right, because she was all of a sudden aware and very anxious. Talk about an anxiety type of thing. But she said she could see almost like a 50% decrease in her anxiety since then.
Wow.
So, you know, it's interesting how that works. So I thought that just a little update would be helpful.
Yeah. Now, if you haven't listened, our listeners haven't listened to part one, you're going to have to listen to part one.
No, there you go.
So let's talk about chiropractic. How can chiropractic treatments help anxiety disorders?
Well, chiropractic works on the nervous system, and my patients who have anxiety types of issues can notice an immediate difference. That's one of the things that they like about it. Because most of the medications, you have to wait a while before it's going to be effective to get into the system. I mean, you've got a couple of weeks, really, that before you can actually notice a difference. With the chiropractic adjustments, the adjustment takes place, and as they get up, I can show them that they are more relaxed. Their muscles relax, their tone comes about, and they can feel a big difference. So chiropractic, as we balance out the nervous system, can achieve a decrease in anxiety. I mean, it's not just even a few minutes, it's immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So that's extremely helpful.
Well, and it's so important, you know, people think, you know, chiropractor's a bone mover, you're moving bones, but you're sure. really working on the nervous system.
We're working on the nervous system, yes. It's a matter of structure affects function. And the structure of the body, if it's off, if you have a misalignment in some of the vertebrae, especially in the upper cervical area, can even cause anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the pressure on the spinal cord and the nerves that go through there. So as we get that release, then we get an immediate change in the nervous system, how it's functioning. We can do nerve conduction studies and show immediate changes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that is something that people don't usually think about for right. anxiety.
Well, I was even thinking the cerebral spinal fluid that goes through the spinal cord. You do an adjustment.
Sure.
Because a lot of times that can stop moving, right?
Well, cranial sacral work is something that we do within our office. And, you know, people who are very uptight, I do a lot of work along those lines. And so I've made a ligamentous contact. I'm holding it. And I've had a lot of people who come in and kind of watch and intern. And I show them how immediately their people's breath changes.
Mm-hmm.
So the respiration gets deeper, and you start to see everything that used to be tight kind of relax. And as I'm going along with it, people within a few minutes oftentimes fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Even especially people who have insomnia. It's like, oh, wow, you know, can you just leave me here? Because I think I can actually fall asleep right now. And they come up, and they're groggy, and it's like, whoa, you know. Mm-hmm. That's almost like a drug. But it does. It changes the physiology of the body. You shut down the cortisol
mm-hmm.
That's rushing through the body. You increase the oxytocin. So the hormones of resting and digesting increase quite dramatically, and the hormones of fight-flight decrease. So there's a definite physiological change that takes place.
Mm.
And it's very, very helpful and something that people with anxiety should really look into.
Yeah.
Having that type of work done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very helpful. And, you know, just I get chiropractic adjustments from you when I need them. And the one specific that's called the Logan Basic you're talking about.
Sure.
It is very, you can just feel your nervous system balancing, you know?
Right, just kind of settling down. Settling
down.
Just that relaxation
down.
That occurs.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice type of work, and really something that we should be thinking about with patients who are suffering with anxiety.
Right. And sometimes people haven't experienced chiropractic or, you know, they've heard something. We've talked about this in the past, mm-hmm. the smear campaign back in the 70s. Was it the 70s or the 80s?
It was pretty much from the 50s all the way up to the later 70s.
Mm-hmm. But it was a smear campaign from the AMA back then. And
sure.
It's still, you know, effective. And but the type of adjustment we do here are non-force, very gentle.
Right. It was very interesting. I had a patient who just came in yesterday, mm-hmm. first adjustment. I mean, she had me hold her before we went into the adjusting room
because mm-hmm.
she was so scared, and she was crying because she was so anxious.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. And I sat there and I said, it's okay. You know, it's all going to be gentle, because she had been to a chiropractor before, and they had twisted and scared her, and she already had anxiety, and she didn't like it at all.
Right.
So she was nervous, so I brought her in there. We did all of the gentle adjustments, and as I was finishing it up with the Logan Basic, was what I was doing, she actually fell asleep. And she was just so worried. Matter of fact, the sheet, you know, the towel that she was laying on was wet from her tears before.
Aww.
But she actually fell asleep, got up, and said, oh, that was the most marvelous thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
And one of the things is that there's a lot of different types of chiropractic techniques, mm-hmm. you know, and we have a lot of people who like a lot of the more forceful adjusting. Some people do real well with that. A lot of people don't. And there are a lot of options on that. So right. people who just want very light type of techniques, especially people who have anxiety. Mm-hmm. And she was an anxiety patient. That's why she came in. Mm-hmm. And was just absolutely thrilled with the gentleness, the ease. She said it was gentler than a massage. Mm-hmm. And so chiropractic That's can true. Go from a huge wise. There's a lot of techniques within chiropractic. So depending on what you want, you can find a chiropractor that will meet those needs.
Right. Interesting. She was kind of anticipating something.
She was anticipating anxious. Something that wasn't mm-hmm. there.
Right, right. Let's talk about acupuncture. How can acupuncture help anxiety?
Well, acupuncture is something that the World Health Organization has recommended as anxiety treatment. Mm-hmm. The research that they've done on that, again, it really is just universal how it switches some that cortisol, and then shifts you more into the oxytocin type of levels. That's exactly what it does. So it's an extremely relaxing. People are shocked that you go in, have needles stick in you, and you fall asleep because of it. Matter of fact, the most common thing that I get is people get up and say, did you put some drugs on the end of those needles? You know, what is that? Uh-huh. But it's your own natural opiates. It's your own natural types of inhibitors that, you know, the whole thing that the medications are basically chemicals that are already in our body. But if you do it naturally, you know, through the body's own mechanisms, it doesn't have the negative side effects. Mm-hmm. So as we put acupuncture in, we increase the natural opiates, the opiate receptors. Had a gentleman, people who come in who are taking opiates, you know, who are trying to get off. And I can do the acupuncture, and they stop the cravings for the opiates immediately.
Wow.
You know, they go a couple of days without that mm-hmm. desire for them, mm-hmm. Because you've increased the natural opiates in the system.
Yeah.
So you know you are doing the things that naturally, and it doesn't have the side effects along those lines.
And we do non-needle if people just can't Absolutely. Handle the needles. We have laser.
Absolutely.
Acupuncture.
Yeah, I had you know, our one gal with the needles that was so anxious. I said, from now on, we can just do laser on you, uh-huh. and you know, that way you can even get more benefit because you can relax
right.
while we're doing it. So,
when we come back, let's talk more about effective treatments, the natural way.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
You know, doctor is supposed to be such a prestigious occupation, but it's really like one of the only jobs where you have to have your diploma right up there on the wall. It makes him seem so insecure, doesn't it? I really am a doctor, you know. If you think I'm not, just check it out.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSWeightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
Through the end of February, the Prather Practice will be offering 20% discount on all DTS weight loss programs. The time is now. Call for your free consult at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048.
The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're talking today about anxiety disorders. We're in part two of a two-part series. And in the last segment, we talked about natural effective treatments for anxiety disorders. Very interesting that in the structure-function model, we have a lot more
options,
you know, than the medical route or the disease care route, which is encouraging because we're each very individual.
Right.
Our brain chemistry is individual. Everything about us, God created us uniquely individual. And so, you know, you can't, this way for that person, you know, for all people that have anxiety. Oh, yeah. It doesn't work that way.
Absolutely.
So that's what I love about the structure function approach. There is a lot of different ways to come, you know, depending on the person. So we talked about chiropractic treatment, helping anxiety disorder, and acupuncture. Anything more that you wanted to say on acupuncture? You did say that the World Health Organization.
Oh, yeah. Well, my staff absolutely love acupuncture. You know, they get stressed during the day, and they come in and say, hey, doc, can you do an acupuncture treatment?
You know, why do they get stressed during the day?
I have no idea. it's funny. But I do the acupuncture on them and get up and they say, okay, now I'm going to go home and go to bed.
So hopefully that's at the end of the day, right?
That's at the end of the day. I do not do acupuncture at the beginning of the day because I'll have a bunch of people sleeping all around the place.
You are very gracious, though. You stay after you're done seeing patients and to see the staff if they need it, and they appreciate that greatly.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about more natural treatments here that we do at the Prather Practice. Auricular therapy. A lot of people haven't heard of auricular therapy, but it's probably the most effective thing we do here.
Yeah, it's probably the most proven therapy in the entire world. You can hit different points on the ears and see different portions of the brain light up. We use auricular therapy when the problem's in the brain. So how do you access the brain? Through the ears. It's very well proven that that works. So you do different types of stimulation. There's a direct connection to the brain. And if the anxiety is no longer a physiological, but is the pathways of the brain is just so used to doing that. So the anxiety mode that we can hit the points for anxiety, which are very well established, and get the brain to shut down the stimulation for the anxiety.
Yeah.
So we have, you know, physiological, we have structural, we have a lot of different types of ways of doing it. But oftentimes conditions can just be hardwired in the brain and we need to change that wiring. And auricular is extremely effective on that.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And isn't research in healthcare going more at really focusing, well, I know on gut health, but also the brain?
Yes.
So much we don't know.
And there's actually a very strong connection between the gut and the brain. So that's another area that we always look at.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about one of my favorite treatments here is homeopathy.
Yes.
And how effective is that in treating anxiety disorders?
Homeopathy, we had a gentleman who was older, he was in his 80s, had just had a heart valve
replacement.
And his whole personality had changed. You know, he was extremely anxious, agitated. None of the medications were working. You know, people were, it was to the point that people were actually even afraid. And so we put together a homeopathic formula. There are 3,000 different homeopathic standard formulas and 8,000 ancillary homeopathics that we can use. So we put together a shot for him for the homeopathy. Because it was actually a danger to himself and to others, just because he would, you know, he would be afraid and see things, and the anxiety had gone to that point.
This was after his heart valve replacement.
Heart valve replacement. And as soon as we gave him the first shot, he was back to his old self.
Wow.
So as long as we continued with that, he was very compliant. He did, you know, start with a assisted living type of thing, and they made, you know, because usually they don't do anything but pharmaceuticals there. They made an exception on him because they saw such a huge difference.
Wow.
On his behavior, his attitude, and the staff insisted that he they make sure that he got his homeopathic shot because it did such a wonderful job on balancing him out. So homeopathy, we've got an awful lot of options along those lines. And homeopathy, for those who don't know, there's absolutely no risk with homeopathy.
No side effects? No.
None whatsoever. The homeopathy has been a part of the repertoire for the FDA since the FDA was in its inception. There has never been a report of an adverse reaction to homeopathy.
Yeah. I met a gal from Germany at church last Sunday, and we were talking and asked what I did, and homeopathy came up. She said she grew up on that in Germany.
Sure.
Yeah. Did a lot of, like, I think of Bach flowers.
Yeah.
Is that homeopathy or more herbal?
No, that's considered more of an herbal.
Herbal,
type.
Okay. Well, let's talk about herbals.
Okay.
How do they help anxiety?
Oh, herbals, of course, are the basis of all pharmaceutical treatments. Some of the herbals became a pharmaceutical because they had more negative effects, but an awful lot of them were very easy on the system, really no known problems associated with those. So those stayed within the functional portion. Passion flower is a very well-known relaxer along those lines. St. John's wort, valerian, chamomile. One that people aren't quite aware of is oat straw.
Oat straw?
Yeah, it's a Venus sativa.
Oh,
you've
yeah,
taken
I know
that
a
before.
Venus sativa. Yeah.
And it's a very excellent relaxer, extremely safe. Ashwagandha, kava, panax ginseng. There's a whole host of different herbals that have very safe, natural type of sedative.
Natural sedative.
Yeah, that can be used. And interestingly enough, as they have been compared to the anxiety drugs, many of them have actually shown as good or even better response than the anxiety drugs without the dangers that are associated with it.
Interesting.
So
now with herbals, though, you need to know, I mean, you need to know what you're doing, especially if they're on pharmaceuticals, correct?
Yeah, it's can be, some of the herbals can interact with some of the pharmaceuticals and make the pharmaceuticals dangerous. So those things should, again, it really should be a doctor who's prescribing these types of things, you know, to really get that benefit. Some of the things like chamomile tea are pretty safe, you know, as a nice relaxer before you go to bed. So there are ways that you can take that, but in a medicinal dosage, you should be seeing a structure functional doctor who knows how to work with herbals.
Yeah, interesting. And you talked last week talked about the vitamin D, you know, deficiency.
Sure.
Especially during the winter.
Right. That's one of the reasons that there's a theory that, like, vitamin D is, the low vitamin D is why we have so much flu during the winter.
Mm.
But, yeah, all those different types of things. And, of course, one of the nice things is that we just not willy-nilly prescribing these.
Right.
But we can do lab tests to find out what's going to work the best for people. We know how to measure the nervous system to see if there's a proper response. In other words, we go very much by evidence-based mm-hmm. Type care. And we don't have to guess whether we're making a difference. We test to see if they're making a difference.
Yeah. Is there any other natural treatments you want to go over? We talked about chiropractic, acupuncture, auricular therapy, homeopathy, herbals.
Massage.
Mm-hmm.
Massage is an excellent way of working on that. Something that I highly recommend.
Twice a month.
Yep. So massage is, I mean, what a great way to get relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like snoring and drooling through a massage to prove that it works for you.
I know for you, you've been consistent in getting yours.
Sure.
Every Tuesday. It's
right.
Been very helpful. Because
very helpful.
You're working a very
busy
schedule.
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Well, let's talk about diagnostic testing, and we'll do that when we come back.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what can a new patient expect when they come into your office?
The first thing is that's extremely important is the consultation.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where everything begins.
And that consultation is complimentary free. They can come in, and the consultation's with you, mm-hmm. which is nice. Yeah.
Yeah, the consultation is absolutely critical. In fact, you can get 90% of your diagnosis just from the consultation.
Mm-hmm. Listening to the patient.
Listening to the patient, finding out what their concerns are, what needs to be done,
mm-hmm.
How we can best help them. Having a good understanding of the complaints of the patient is absolutely critical mm-hmm. for good care. And the patient knowing that we are actually listening to them. We have very thorough intake forms that mm-hmm. are extremely helpful. Gives us quite a bit of information of what's going on into the system. After the consultation, you have to look at the diagnostics.
Okay.
You
first
have to understand, you know, where the patient's coming from, have an idea, but then you have to know, you know, what to do,
mm-hmm.
What the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference on our diagnostics than from the medical diagnostics. The medical profession, as a disease care-based program, they are looking at disease states and combinations along those lines
mm-hmm.
to treat the symptoms. Our basis of our care is a understanding of what is the underlying cause, finding out what that is. Usually caused by a break from homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear that word if you're listening to our radio program.
You're going to know
every
it well.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
Because homeostasis is the basis of our practice. And homeostasis is the basis of health. And we are a health office.
Mm-hmm.
That is what a structure function office is.
Mm-hmm.
So the diagnostics are extremely thorough, probably more thorough than what you would get anywhere else. We look at very extensive blood work. We might do hair analysis, might do some evaluation of the gut because that's so important to one's health. We do a thorough cardiac evaluation. We do a thorough musculoskeletal exam. Many offices that even are into natural health are either just dealing with the functional aspect mm-hmm. or they are just dealing with a structural aspect. We are unique in that we deal with both, and both of them extremely thoroughly and extremely well.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
It's a beautiful.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're in part two of a two-part series on anxiety disorders. We just went through some of the natural treatments. Let's talk about hormones. What role does hormones play in anxiety?
Well, there's two things that tell the body what to do. It's the endocrine system with the hormones and the nervous system. So we talked about how we affect the nervous system. Hormones, huge type of factor. So if the endocrine system is off, it's going to be telling the body to be off also. Mm-hmm. So getting that endocrine system under control, under balance, is extremely important to get over anxiety disorders. Matter of fact, just as an example, I had a gentleman who came in who had been a very outgoing type of individual, did a lot of speaking in different places, ran businesses, things like that. And he all of a sudden, he would start shaking when he got in front of people. And he's like, what the heck is this? And, he got up one time and started speaking and couldn't finish. He had to get off the podium and go someplace else because he was having a panic attack. And he didn't understand it. And basically, we came in. He'd gone to several people, didn't like the effects of the medications. Came in, and we tested him out, and we said, your adrenals are shot. Mm. And what he had done is he had kind of, pushed himself to the point where he had worn out his endocrine system, his hormones weren't up to par, and he could no longer rely on the normal effects of your endocrine system. Whenever you're under stress, the whole endocrine system pops into place, puts out the different types of things that you need to do to get the job done, mm-hmm. and then it relaxes. But he had just worn his out. Mm-hmm. So what we had to do is rebuild that. We could watch the blood work, watch the endocrine, the hormones on there, so we can do a whole blood test on that, see what's going on. And as those normalized, all of a sudden he was back to himself. Mm-hmm. So when we got those all balanced, he says, I'm myself again. I can do that.
Right.
But, now he watches those types of things. Mm-hmm. He comes in for regular blood work. Am I starting to get worn down? What's going on?
Work-life balance.
Mm-hmm. So, if you are an individual, who goes, and all of a sudden you're starting to develop some anxiety, it can be that you have worn out your endocrine system, mm-hmm. that your hormones are out of balance, and you cannot have the proper response. And so the body responds more with an anxiety type of response, saying, hey, you need to get out of this situation. We can't handle this.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So, very important part of that, and especially people who are really type A, go, high pressure types of things, this happens to them quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And they go on the medications, but, the medications really don't get to the root of the problem.
Right.
Whereas we do.
So, when you come home in the evening, and you turn on your martial arts channel.
You're telling on me.
I am telling on you. That helps that whole work-life balance.
It does. I can feel myself relax.
Uh-huh.
And, you...
Martial arts movies doesn't do that for me.
No. Of course, what did you have on last night that just drove me crazy?
Oh, Big Little Lies. I wanted to see, because it had won some... Golden Globe Awards. Yeah, right, but it was driving me crazy too.
Yeah, okay, see, those types of things. Different people are different things relax different people.
Right.
So finding what is it that is your groove?
Yeah, that's why you're getting the basement.
Yeah, that's why I go down the basement.
Then all the martial arts movies.
Then I can watch. Yeah, yeah. It just kind of relaxes me. See somebody beat up 100 people.
It does the total opposite for me.
Absolutely.
That is so funny. All right, let's talk about diagnostic tests. What diagnostic tests should be done for anxiety?
Well, you know, of course, we talked about the hormones. You know, obviously running through those, seeing what the balance is on the hormones, thyroid. You know, I've had people come in basically complaining of anxiety. Heart palpitations, things like that. We did tests and they had a hyperthyroid. Mm-hmm. Or even a hypothyroid can lead to a depression in the body so it can't handle stress and you get anxiety. So looking at the endocrine system through blood tests is very important. There can actually be heart problems that can create anxiety. Mm-hmm. There's a strong correlation along those lines. So blood tests, good diagnostics from A to Z. One of the things that we can do that we that most places don't is we can do a stress response markers. We can check the autonomic nervous system and see the combination of those. Really, are you in an anxiety situation?
Mm.
So
you do that test here.
We can do the test. Most people, when they go into a psychiatrist, even and they do questionnaires.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really an objective test; it's a subjective test.
Right.
We can do objective tests because we have people coming in; they're complaining of different types of things, and I say you have an anxiety disorder from our test here.
Wow.
As we tested out your nervous system. You are definitely in an anxiety situation, and some people don't really want to acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
But we can test that out and know for sure if that's really a problem for you. So we have evidence based on that, and as we work with it, we can retest that and make sure that things are getting better. And there is a one-to-one correlation on that.
Interesting. You said even test the autonomic nervous system.
Autonomic nervous system, see how everything's responding. Are you in homeostasis? Do you have the heart rate variability that you should have?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, is your body responding as it should?
Right.
If it's not, then we can put together a series of different types of treatments, and then we can check and see if those treatments are working.
Mm-hmm.
Even before the person can actually tell the difference.
Right, right.
You know, so we're not relying on the individual to sit there and say, yeah, I'm anxious, I've got these things.
Right.
It's nice to be able to test it and know for sure.
Yeah, and it's interesting you said anxiety can be shame-based. You know, people don't want to admit, you know.
Don't want to admit that they're
I'm in a group of women, and it's so easy to put on that facade.
Correct.
You know, yeah, everything's fine. And finally, some women are admitting in our group that they're anxious and they have anxious thoughts. And, you know, so we can encourage each other. And,
sure.
You know, it's important that to have that connection with people.
It's an important thing to understand that this is not a weakness. This is a process that is no longer working correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And there are reasons for it, and there are things that can be done.
Right.
And that helps people out quite a bit with their anxiety, just knowing that.
Right.
Hair analysis is also very important for that.
Mm-hmm.
Copper-zinc ratio. If you're too high on your copper, your nervous system is going to be fired and you're going to have anxiety. You can give zinc and actually slow down the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
So we find that quite oftentimes with kids who can't concentrate, that their copper-zinc ratio is off. Get that balanced out and we can normalize that. Low calcium, low magnesium, different types of minerals can also contribute on that. So there's what I'm saying is that there's a wide variety of reasons for the symptom of anxiety that can occur.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And diagnostic testing is usually not done in disease care. mm-hmm. for anxiety.
Right.
What is done is going right after the symptoms instead mm-hmm. of going for the cause. And if you can get to the cause, it's a much more permanent, much healthier type of results.
Yeah. And these diagnostic tests, many that we do, are covered by insurance.
Yes.
And the ones that aren't, like the hair analysis, is affordable, $110.
Right.
Very affordable test. So, Dr. Prather, we have about 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of material. I just want to make sure that you conclude with what you need to.
Yeah. One of the things that I encourage people is, of course, you need your disease care, but also looking for a structure function doctor is extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
Because the structure function doctor is going to maintain your health and get you healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Disease care is a symptom-based type of thing, a very important part of the healthcare system, but where we've really missed an awful lot within our healthcare system is the structure function component, and that's what we're really trying to encourage people to head towards.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. Very informative again.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.